Well, I've been very skeptical from the beginning of this plan. The president clearly has not laid the groundwork with the American people for the importance of this. You know, my calls are running 98% against this. I mean, we literally have almost 2,000 phone calls, 98% against it. That's just indicative that the American people, he has not made the case in any way, shape, or form to the American people. And, you know, the bottom line is, I don't think he can get this through the House. I think it would squeak through the Senate. I think he's going to take up Mr. Putin on this offer. And I think tonight's speech is going to be very, very interesting.
Congressman, you were talking about 98%. Congressman Cummings said in his office it was literally 400-1 opposed to this, and he told the president that the president had to make a compelling case because he was going to listen to his constituents. This is really one of those cases where, you know, you really have to listen, even though, you know, there's certain things you may know that we don't know. You have to listen to your constituents, don't you?
I think so, and especially, I mean, again, this isn't even a close call. This is, and I didn't know that Mr. Cummings were 400-1. It doesn't surprise me because I fairly early came out skeptical about this. So I think that some, you know, we got some people calling to urge me to vote for it because they thought I was going to be against it. But again, we're hearing this on both sides of the aisle across the country. I honestly think I don't understand where these polls come up with, you know, 30 or 40% of people supporting this.
No.
None of those people are contacting congressional offices because from office to office, again, whether it's a Republican district, a Democrat district, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, makes no difference. These are running 10-1 to my case, 40-1 to his case, you know, almost 100%, 100-1.
Isn't there a bigger case in here, Congressman? I was talking a little bit about this with Congressman Cummings. I talked also with Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania about this. We don't have a coherent foreign policy. And, Congressman, it seems like we're just reacting to a lot of things instead of being kind of proactive.
That's right. And you know, where it's really frightening is that what's going to happen is we're going to have to decide what to do with Iran and nuclear weapons. And in that case, we are going to have to be proactive. And the president is not laying the groundwork for that. Again, we should learn from this. And what the president, I hope, learns from this is when you ask us to go to war, and I will tell you this thing, well, there's no boots on the ground. It's limited, whatever. Look, the armed forces of one sovereign nation are going to attack the armed forces of another sovereign nation. That's called war. There were no boots on the ground at Pearl Harbor. You know, just because there are no boots on the ground does not mean this is not an act of war. We're going to commit an act of war against Syria, and the president has laid no groundwork whatsoever for this. He can't even get the international community, signatories of the Chemical Weapons Treaty, to agree that some action has to be, some concrete action has to be taken against Syria. This doesn't portend well for what's going to happen when we are dealing with Iran, boasting to the world that they now have or are close to having a nuclear weapon.
Doesn't this also give us, Congressman, a moment to really talk about what is America's best national interest? What is an imminent threat? I mean, one of the problems is you have Senator Barack Obama criticizing President George W. Bush for what he said was use of the military in a non-imminent threat situation. And he's repeating the same type of mistake he claimed Bush made.
Absolutely. In fact, I will tell you that it's actually whether or not you agreed with the Iraq war or not, at least the president, President Bush at that time, went to the international community and got a large international coalition, including the United Nations, to pass resolutions against Saddam Hussein. That's the way things need to be done. This is not, you know, chemical weapons are not a crime against the United States. They're a crime against humanity, these chemical weapons. And no one wants to see the pictures
right.
of children being gassed. No question about it. The question here is whether one sovereign nation is going to commit an act of war against another sovereign nation over this without the backing of the international community. And right now, we don't have the backing of the international community. Look, I love Estonia. But, you know, that's one of the people, you know, and again, I went to the secure briefing yesterday where Secretary Kerry bragged that we have 25 countries, you know, supporting us. Well, yeah, we have Estonia supporting us. Great. You know, there are a lot of countries in the world. The fact of the matter
the
is
Fiji
the
Islands,
nation,
by the way, the Fiji Islands should be on board, too, soon, Congressman.
That's right. In fact, now that you say that, in fact, I think it was one of the other islands in the Pacific that was on board with us. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we don't have England. We don't have Germany. We don't have the large, important countries. We certainly don't have Russia or China on our side. In fact, we have them against us. So the president has not laid the groundwork. If the president wise about now, what to do now, he would make a speech tonight that says, you know, the threat of war has brought everyone to the negotiating table. We're going to put on hold our action right now. If he were smart, he would withdraw the request from Congress right now. You know, keep it in the background. But if he goes ahead with these votes, I'm afraid that he will get a no vote, and a no vote, which is, I think, the right vote on the Syrian action, might be a wrong vote in terms of getting a long-range good outcome in the Middle East, which is having Iran not having nuclear weapons.
So finally, once again, Congressman, you are on the record right now as saying you're a no vote.
Oh, I am a no vote right now. If this came to the floor today, I hope it doesn't come for a vote, because I think the president will burn a bridge he doesn't need to burn, because he has not made the case to the American public. This is, I think, poorly thought out at this point, and I think the American people have figured it out. You know, it's funny because some people say, well, the American people are too ignorant to know. No, sometimes, actually, they've got it right. Inside the Beltway, they've got it wrong.